This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. I feel like almost daily I am having a conversation with someone I love, you know, not the universe at large, not on Instagram DMs, but I feel like almost daily I'm processing life with people that feel anxious. And these are people I love. These are people I'm in real relationship with. And yet it's happening daily. I feel like that means, and I'm not getting this from social media or the internet or the news, what I'm getting this from in my real life is that most people are struggling right now in a disproportionate way to the way they were struggling prior to this season. And it's not surprising, but it is sad. And I think we've got to fight this. We've got to understand it. We've got to not just settle for, okay, we're going to be gradually spiraling down for the rest of our lives in this dark pit of despair, right? We've got to fight that. That's not where we want to stay. This season on Made for This podcast, we are going to dive into what it looks like to be a healthy person. I mean, it's such an ambitious goal. I don't even know totally what that word even means, like healthy. I think it means whole and content and lacking anxiety, but I know it's something I crave. I know it's something the people I love are craving. And so we're going to dive into this. We are going to talk about what holistic living looks like. It's not simple, guys. I mean, we all know this. We are not drifting towards health. We are drifting towards falling apart. We are drifting towards anxiety. We are drifting towards sin. We are drifting towards brokenness. Like, that is where we drift. I mean, I think about my house, and I actually just did a post about this on Instagram, and I talked about how the trajectory of my house is chaos and mess. It's not going to naturally drift toward cleanliness and perfection. It's going to drift towards disaster. That's the way it goes unless we fight it, unless we go uphill and push the rock up. And I think being so exhausted from quarantine and from this season of COVID, I just think we are in political stuff and fractures and relationships. I mean, it's so much. And I think we're all really tired. And so to push that rock up the hill to health feels overwhelming. And like, how can we do it? So I want to start by just saying this is going to be a season about depending on the Holy Spirit for life change. This is not a season of willing ourselves into working out and into, you know, doing the right things with our lives. Like, this is a season about the Holy Spirit and how life change actually happens. There's a great book called How People Change. And I read that book years ago, and it was so helpful because I was like, this is the question, right? This is the question of how do we change? And we are going to talk about it in this season. We have incredible guests, and I think what you'll find is encouragement. I do not think you're going to find a heavy yoke and a heavy burden that you have to achieve something to be living in the fullness of Jesus Christ. But at the same time, there is a sense of not drifting in complacency, that we're actually turning our mind and our heart towards the ways of God and towards the Spirit. That's what Romans 8 lays out, as I've talked about probably in every season of this podcast here. I find it to be the most helpful chapter in the Bible to sum up the reality of our day, the reality of our lives, which is we set our minds on the Spirit and it leads to life and peace, or we set our minds on the flesh and it leads to sin and death. And it's that simple, that we set our heart and our mind and our attention and our desires on the Holy Spirit. And as we do, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added to you. It is not fixing all our problems. It is putting God in his rightful place, as Tozer says, and all these other problems are solved all at once. So we are going to dream about what it looks like to be healthy people. What we're going to talk about is we are going to actually deal with different subjects that I find to be compelling. So first, gratefulness, trusting versus grabbing, empathy versus apathetic, and believing versus doubting. We're going to take these different subjects, being connected versus isolated, being responsible for our actions versus blaming other people. We're going to take these different topics and we're going to look at them in an in-depth way. I'm going to teach on Tuesdays from the Bible. And then on Thursdays, we're going to have an expert that is processing this with us on that subject. So you're going to love the season. Get ready. I mean, what we do here. We go deep, we talk about the scriptures, and we bring in people that actually help. And so I am so excited for this season. Do not miss it. Go subscribe right now. Go subscribe. Go leave a review of the podcast. If you've been a listener for a long time, it helps. Just know that if you're new here, this community is going to be an incredible gift to you. You are going to love it. It is so real. It is so safe. And we talk about everything.
So you guys don't miss it. Next Tuesday, September 21st, episode 1 of season 9 starts, and it is a season you don't want to miss. We love you guys, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Made for This podcast.